This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, global trade is very complex. There are many agreements in place, tariffs, trade barriers, and the list goes on and on. It's not just a matter of saying, hey, would you like to sell some food? And hey, here's our money. Go ahead and bring us all the stuff you want to sell. There's rules, regulations, and standards all over the global marketplace to try to implement for the safety of the products and the fairness of the marketplace. And safety is where we're going to start today as we talk with the folks at NPPC next.
Stay up to date on the latest news impacting the soybean industry by attending the Iowa Soybean Association Summer Soy Series, coming to a community near you. Hear the latest insights on issues directly impacting farmer profitability, productivity, and sustainability, including soybean demand, research, policy, and more. Register by June 17th and be entered for a chance to win an ISA-branded cooler and special door prizes. Register today at iasoybeans.com/events. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's 37,000 soybean farmers.
Maria Ziba is a Vice President of Government Affairs at NPPC, and she talks about the work we're doing with two of our largest trading partners and closest neighbors to keep foreign animal diseases at bay and away from our shores so we can protect the herds that we are selling across the globe.
One part that's very important for us is to make sure that our trading partners to the north and the south of us are doing as much as we are to prevent the influence or the incursion of a foreign animal disease outbreak. And so we work really closely with both our counterparts in Canada and Mexico on those issues, because we certainly don't want a foreign animal disease outbreak like African swine fever to hit our shores. And that's where we've spent quite a bit of time working with in partnership, not only with the producer organizations, but also with those governments.
Of course, getting governments with different ideologies and ways of doing business to get together on something can be no small task. And that's where NPPC has been working hard to get everybody on the same page.
It takes a lot of meetings, a lot of time commitment. We certainly are, a couple of years ago, Secretary Vilsack took $500 million from the CCC. And it was the first time ever that he had put $500 million or any funding into, USDA had put any funding into something that was for preparedness and prevention. Usually we're dealing with something after we get it. And this was the first time that that had happened. And so what that allowed us to do as an industry was work collaboratively with our partners at USDA to increase surveillance in the United States, but within the regions. It also meant that we re-upped our laboratory in Puerto Rico. So Puerto Rico is able to test for various foreign animal diseases. But that also meant that we were spending a lot of time, the U.S. government was spending a lot of time in Haiti and the Dominican Republic, which do have African swine fever, and working on with Canada and Mexico to make sure that we don't get it from that island, from Hispaniola. So it's been a lot of work, a lot of meetings. But with deliverables like the laboratory where we can test samples from and make sure that we don't get it in the United States, and also the canines that we see and the lovely little beagles as well. That's part of what we've been working on.
We have more on this, including how the international community has come together to help prevent animal disease spreading as well. You can find that at iowaagnet.com, and we'll have more from Maria Ziba coming up tomorrow. I'm Dustin Huffman.